Page 46 in the lesson book, ready for question 7. We're discussing Acts chapter 4, verse 32 through chapter 5, verse 16. And this week, we'll start the discussion talking about Barnabas. An interesting character, good character in the book of Acts. The first part of the question says, name and discuss the points about Barnabas. Letter A, his name.
The Son of Consolation.
That was his nickname.
Oh, J-O-S-E-S.
Joseph.
Oh.
Yep.
Son of Encouragement.
Yep. Well, the Son of Encouragement is the nickname.
Yeah.
Barnabas, which means Son of Encouragement, is the nickname they gave him. Just like somebody else, you know, we have in there called Didymus, which means twin. So it makes you wonder if he was a twin, since they call him a twin, or at least had a doppelganger. question B, his nationality. His nationality. Yep. No, it was Levite. Levite of the island of Cyprus. He was a Jew, as Brother Johnny pointed out. Let me get the right, I didn't write down the verse.
It's on 36.
Yep, 36. And Joseph is surnamed by the apostles Barnabas, which is being interpreted the Son of Consolation, a Levite of the country of Cyprus. So there we get several bits of information, his place of birth. So he was of Cyprus. Yep, place of birth. A lot of times whenever you were of a country of something in the Bible, that meant your birthplace. Didn't necessarily mean that's where you were living. That was where you was born. What was the deed he done? Sold some land. Yep. Yep. And what was his outstanding ability?
Exhortation.
Exhortation. He was a great encourager. And I guess in the King James it says, what does it say? Son of consolation. Other will say encouragement, other versions or translations, because it's the same thing. And consolation. Not indicating positive, if I remember it right, indicating a positive thing. And encouragement can be positive or negative. It can be encouragement to fuss at somebody, so speak, for the right thing, for the right way, and the right reason, to help encourage them in the paths of righteousness. Now this question number 8 is where we'll probably spend the meat of the discussion. It says, from the following scriptures, list some of Barnabas's later activities. So in Acts chapter 9, which we'll get to all these eventually, in chapter 9, verse 27, what's the story we read about there? Yep. Now, why was this important?
Because everybody was afraid of Paul or Saul, and this is my interpretation, that it almost sounds like that they were afraid he was maybe a spy or trying to infiltrate not as be a Christian, but to be an instigator.
Yeah, to destroy the organization, so to speak. In verse 22, it says, but Saul increased more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. So he, you know, it talks about him talking about Christianity, him proclaiming Christ. And doing this to the with the Jews at Damascus is significant as well, because that's where he was, where he went, where he was told what he needed to do. And remember, he was on the way there to persecute people. Whenever the Lord met him in the way, he was there to persecute. Throw some prison, whatever he was planning to do.
He's well known for that.
So word, you know, word gets around for people like that, I would think. You know, if you lived in certain parts of the world, you, and somebody that had killed people, put them in jail, and was gathering them up for religious reasons, putting them in jail, it'd be known. So the church, I would say, would be fair. It'd be fair for them to be skeptical of him. So here we got Barnabas that says, "Hey, I know this guy." That's right. That's right. Might be a mole. So here we got the, here we got Barnabas encouraging them to accept Saul, and because of Barnabas, they did accept Saul. Mission accomplished. Now we go over a few. Letter B, Acts 13, verses 2 through 4. So what do we see there? Seleucia. Yep. Seleucia, and went thence from to Cyprus. Now, so they being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed unto Seleucia. So here he's taking a journey with Paul. Now, if you remember on the missionary journeys, he was very instrumental in helping Paul spread the word. And so they took the journey. Acts.
They went there to preach, didn't
they? Yep, they went. Yeah, they went a bunch of places. What I find interesting about, well, I guess we'll get to this a little bit later, but find interesting about Paul and Barnabas is they didn't always 100% agree, but they always agreed in the Lord. They always agreed there. Barnabas wasn't necessarily inspired by the Holy Spirit, talking about in the same miraculous way that Paul was. So it was in the growth of the church. Think about how instrumental that Barnabas was because of his association with Paul or Saul, who was inspired of the Holy Spirit and would pass, you know, could help him to understand things and so forth, and to be able to proclaim the word of God better. In fulfillment of the prayer of the church we studied about last week, that the word may spread or that the word may be spoken boldly. Letter C, Acts 11, verses 22 through 24.
Went with Paul to Antioch, and there were many people added to the church at Antioch, and at Antioch there were probably disciples who were called Christians first, didn't
they? Yep. You kind of go along with 25, 26. The next one, they were at Antioch for how long? Or they taught together at Antioch for a year. For a year. Think about the amount of information they could do with spending a year there. Spending a year at Antioch. Do you think that they just spoke every once in a while, or they just taught every once in a while? Do you think they were after it? Mm-hmm. Well, they were there daily, perhaps. If we look at the example of what we saw with the early church or what they were doing, they met a lot. And for the purpose of educating and exhortation. And think if you had Barnabas there, who's known for that, it probably was a good thing, a good time for them. Do you think that the people there still worked and done their jobs? I think so, because that's a Christian principle. Working is a Christian principle. You know, where Paul would later encourage Timothy, or Thessalonians rather, that if someone would not work, neither should he eat. And so he pushed that idea with the Thessalonians. I guess letter E here, verses 29 and 30 of the same chapter. Yep. What does that mean, brought relief to the brethren in Judea?
They were confused. They took up a collection like we do, and they took, I don't know, all over so far, part of it, and they took it to Judea.
Yep, they took the money to Judea, to the brethren that needed it. This is not the first time nor the last time we'll read about this in the book of Acts, of where something like this was done or accomplished. So it's a good thing, it's a godly thing, or it seems to be the example is there for us to help brethren of other places and other congregations, and not just people, you know, right here around us or with us. That, to me, there's also an element to this. Of trust. Think about that. You know, I don't think this was, you know, after the Jerusalem thing. This is a few more chapters down the road. This is at least a year down the road, because they spent a year in Antioch, and we know that took them, you know, longer than that from the time that he's accepted of the elders at the other place all the way to here. It could be 2 or 3 years. I don't know. But either way, they had built a trust level with Paul and Barnabas that, hey, they're not going to run off with the money. They're not going to run off with it, because that could very well have been the case. They could have just took it and run. They'd never known if it made it to Judea. But we know that it's written that it did. They sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul.